So more so like this. Tanan, we learned like this. It says the end of our Mishnah, says in the Mishnah that Malkum Shen Leifen Alas Char, in a case where you get paid for what you're doing, and you're not allowed to get enjoyment, because there's an Isser Hano, an Isser Neder, you can't have enjoyment from the other person. So in such a case that we should not be considered like you're having enjoyment, the Mishnah says, Tipul Hano Lehegdish, take the money that you're gaining, and the money that you're gaining, don't keep it for yourself, but rather put it to Hegdish, give it to Hegdish. So that's what our Mishnah says. So the Kashmir is like this. What is the Mishnah talking about? What's the case? So Bishleim Laman Diyama. Bishleim, if you learn that the Mishnah is talking about both cases, that Afilo Benichse Bala Veda Asurin Amachzer Nami Mahader, that our Mishnah, like the last Laman Diyama, is talking about both cases. Even in the case where the Nechosim of the Bala Veda, in other words, Reuven, he made the neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. Still, if Reuven loses something, that Shimon that finds it is allowed to return it. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That even in such a case, Shimon is allowed to return it. And then it's very good our Mishnah. Hainu Diktoni, then it's good that the Mishnah ends off and says that Malkim Shem Leiten Alas Char, in a case we do get some reward for it. In other words, if the case approved to the Rav Yosef, if it does come about that at the time when you're returning the Aveda, a nani, a poor person, came to you and asked you for tzedakah, and you had a right to say, no, I'm doing a mitzvah right now, so you saved yourself some money, so that money that you saved, we say, the Mishnah tells you, tipul hanol lehegdish, that money that you're saving, sell it to hegdish. So it's good why the Mishnah talks about it. Yeah, the Ram was a little bit different. The Ram Bachlal changes the whole Girsa of the Gemara. All right, the way our Girsa, that would be Pshat in the Gemara. But the Ram changes around the Girsa. The Ram learns like this, the top Ram on the left side. Ram was Tanan. That's where it's Smuta. Alva, but in the case the opposite way, the Bala Veda Suna Machzir. Loi Mahadeh, you're not allowed to return it. Then it's good. Handle the Tony Mokosh Nedlaschar. Keep on all the Hegdish. Then it's good. But V'loy L'man Diyom, if it doesn't come out good, it learns, Afilo Nichse Bala Veda Surna Masa Nami Mahader. If our Mishnah is talking about both cases, then it's a Kasha. Amai Tipa No Le Hegdish. So now it says, Kachi Yikra Girsa. V'ochi Prush, it is the Pshat. That Tishleim L'man Damasni Bishan Nichse Machzir Asurna La Bala Veda. That the Mishnah only means in one case. When Shimon's Nechosim, the one that found it, his property is also on the Bala Veda. Dafki, then you're allowed to return it. Because it's not called that Shimon is giving any enjoyment to Reuven, because he's only returning to him his own object. Dafka he. Deal, because if it would be the opposite way, Deal nichse Bala Veda Surana Machser Le Mahader, Mishaput to the Rabbi Yosef. Mishamachi, therefore, Tony Seifer, the Machmash Adler Eschar. Imzeha Machser, what does that mean? If the one that's returning it now is the Gavri Yakoro. He's a distinguished person. He doesn't want to take his payment. So the Bala Veda that was supposed to pay him the reward, supposed to pay for the work, the Bala Veda is not allowed to keep the money. Then it's called like the Bala Veda is having enjoyment. Like this, Shimon returns the Aveda. So true, Shimon is allowed to return it, because Shimon is returning Reuven's own object. But if it's a makom that Reuven was supposed to pay him for the work, and he doesn't want to take the work, the money, so if Reuven keeps the money, it's called he's having enjoyment. So it's good why the Mishnah says that money Reuven has to give to Hegdish. And the people are not Hegdish. But Elo Laman Diyama, Ti Afilu Nichse Bala Veda Asur Nala Machzer Mahader. But according to the Man Diyama that our Mishnah is talking about both cases, that even when the Nichse Bala Veda is Asur on the Machzer, him came. Reisha Diktonia Machzloi Avedosloi. The Reisha says he can return the Aveda. It's going in both cases. Afilu B'shenichse Bal Aveda Suna Machzer Namihi. The same for the Tony people on all Hegdish. Then the end of the Mishnah that says that you have to give the reward to Hegdish is Akula Milsakoi. It's going on the whole Mishnah. So this we have a Kasha. How could it go on both cases of the Reisha? So Bishleima B'nichse Machzer Asurin is also Shapir. He mocks the Gavri Yekorna, he's a distinguished person, he doesn't want to take this pay, so we tell that the Bala Veda has to give the money to Hegdish. But if you want to say the Mishnah is talking about both cases, so then even in the case Even in a case where the Baal Aved is Nechosim, is Osir on the Machzir, so Shimon is not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven, what do I care? Why does Reuven have to give the money to Hegdish then? Adarabba, Reuven, the one that's the Baal Aved, he is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So Shimon can't have enjoyment from him. So the kasha is like, if the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about both cases, so then the sefer that says the money you receive or that you gain, you have to give to Hegdish, is also l'chura going back on both cases. That's the kasha, can't go back on both cases. Because when the nechosim of the Baal Aveda is also on the machzir, so then the Baal Aveda, he's allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So then if Shimon doesn't want to take the pay, so Reuben's allowed to keep the money. So why does it say in the Mishnah, you have to give the money to Hegdish? So Gemara says, but now we have the element of the Gemara. The element of the Gemara says, "Machzir le'mavi amay tikkun al hegdish." So Gemara says, "Achodik katani enochanami." That at the end of the Mishnah says that tikkun hanol hegdish. That if you have enjoyment, they doesn't want to take the pay. You can't keep it. You have to give it away. It's only going on one of the two cases. It's only going on the case when the person that made the neder asks it and says he can't have enjoyment from Shimon. So then, since Shimon was supposed to take the pay, and if Shimon does not want to take the pay, it's called that Reuven's having enjoyment from Shimon. So just on that one case, does the Mishnah mean Tifel Anol Hegdish? Not on the other case. In the case that Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven, then Reuven, when he keeps the money, he's allowed to have enjoyment, so he does not have to give the money to Hegdish. Such teres achoda katoni. And he could demasni law Baha'i Lishna. Some learned the whole machlokes of Rabbi Amar and Abasi like this. That they learned the whole shalos like this. That pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabasi. I tell you it's a machlokes of Rabbi Amar and Rabasi like this. That Chadoma one says, lo shanu. Where is the case that we learned in our Mishnah? That even though there's a mudir hano, the guy made a ned, you can't have any enjoyment from me, still you're allowed to return his aveda. Only when the Baal Aveda, the first person, Reuven, he made a neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him. But Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So therefore, if Reuven loses something, Shimon is allowed to return it. Because Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. Just Shimon is also on the Baal Aveda. Shimon is having enjoyment from Reuven, because he's saving himself the pruta that he would have to give to Tzedakah, and now that he's doing a mitzvah, he's being oisik in the mitzvah, Shavas Aveda, he doesn't have to give the money to Tzedakah. So the Chura Shimon, the one that's returning the Aveda, is having enjoyment from Reuven, and that's the neder, he's not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. So Teretz is, you have told, that pruta to Rabbi Yosef is Lashchiach. It doesn't happen too often. That punct at the exact time when you're working and taking care of the Aveda, that's when an Oni should come to you. So therefore, it's not called an Isser Hanoah of an Eder. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to turn his Aveda. Aval, but in the case where the Eder was the opposite way around. Aval, in the case where the Eder was that Nichsei Machzir is Asur Nabal Aveda. When you made an Eder, that the Nechosim of the Machzir, Shimon's Nechosim, is Asur Nabal Aveda. That Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. And Reuven lost something right now. Then they hold Loi Mahadalei. He's not allowed to, Shimon is not allowed to return it. Why? Nishun de Kamahanilei. Because that's called a big enjoyment. It's called that Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven. Reuven lost an Aveda. And now Shimon that's found it is returning it to him. The Chur that's called a big enjoyment. Even though he's returning Reuven's object, but Reuven lost it. As far as Reuven's concerned, he doesn't have it anymore. Who's giving it back to him? Shimon. So it's considered that Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven, and that's the Issur Neder, that Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, therefore Shimon cannot return the Aveda. That's the way one learns. But the Chadama, one learns the opposite. That Afilo, not the opposite, but Afilo Nichsei Machzir, Asurna Bala Aveda. Even in the case where the Neder was, that the Nichsei Machzir, that Shimon's Nechosim is also on Reuven. Reuven, the Baal Aveda, the one that lost the Aveda, made a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Still mutter, still it's okay. The Mishnah says that Shimon is allowed to return to Reuven his lost Aveda. Aye, Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven, and that was the neder that Reuven made, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. So why is Shimon allowed to return the Aveda? The Teretz is, Techimahadalei, when Shimon is returning Reuven's lost object, Midi Denav Sheikum Hadalei. It's called he's returning to him his own thing. When Shimon is returning the object, it's not Shimon's object giving it over to Reuven, but it's Reuven's object. Reuven lost it. And Shimon is only returning to him back his own object. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even that is Mutter. A Machzor Aveder is Mutter because Pashat Geret, it's not called you having enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is not giving you anything new. Shimon is only returning your lost object. So since it belonged to you before, it's still yours, it's not called that Shimon is giving you enjoyment. That's the Machlekes Rabbami and Rabasi. This the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah again says, that mokom she'noitlan aleh schar, in a place where they're supposed to be paid for returning the Aveda, let's say the guy's in the middle of a big job, and by returning this Aveda he's having a big loss. So therefore he's supposed to pay him for the work that he's doing. His dalocha tiplan aleh hegdish. We say in a case where the person does not want to accept the reward, the pay, so then you're keeping the pay, so that's considered now that you're having enjoyment from him, and that's also b'neder. So therefore the money you can't keep for yourself, but rather you have to pass it on to Hegdish. Then it's not called you're having enjoyment from him, because the enjoyment of money you're giving away anyway. That's what our Mishnah says. Says so the kash is like this. Mar says, Bishlaim, it's understandable, Laman di Yomar, that afilo bishanichse machzir, asurna balave de mahader. If you want to say the Mishnah is talking about both cases. Even in the case with the nechosim of the machzir, when Shimon's nechosim is also on Reuven, Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. So it's very good that when Shimon returned the Aveda, the shalom is now Reuven was supposed to pay him. And if Shimon doesn't want to accept the money, so it's considered now that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. So Haina de Mataritz, Mokum. That's why the Mishnah says the case of Mokum Shnot Leschar, this is a place that usually you pay for it, and now Shimon does not want to take the pay, so if Shimon doesn't take the pay, it's considered like Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. That's why it says it's good, that's also for him to have the enjoyment, and the money rather he has to give pass on to Hegdish. El avot l'mandiyama, but according to the mandiyama, that bishan nichsei machzir, asurim, v'loy mahadir, but according to the mandiyama that learns, that our Mishnah is not talking about this case. That b'shenichse machzir, in the case when the nechosim of the machzir, when Shimon's nechosim is asurim is also to Reuven, so then the locker is v'loy mahader, that Shimon is not allowed to return it. If Reuven, the first person, made a neder that he is not allowed to have, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, and now Reuven lost an object and Shimon found it, according to this man the Yomar, that it's also to have enjoyment. So if so, Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda. So Shimon can't return it altogether. If so, Hechi Mitaritz Mokum. So what is the Mishnah saying? Like Chura goes in all cases of the Mishnah, that in the case we are supposed to get pay, you're not allowed to keep the money, so you have to give the money to Hegdish. Is the Chura Kasha? Doesn't mean anything then, because there's no case for it. The Manashach. When Shimon's Nechosim is also to Reuven, Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda altogether. The only time Shimon is allowed to return the Aveda, when just Reuven's property is also on Shimon, that's all. So therefore, Reuven, Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven. But Shimon is allowed to give enjoyment to Reuven. So therefore, Reuven lost the Aveda, and Shimon finds it, Shimon is allowed to return it. Because Shimon is not having enjoyment from Reuven, Shimon is giving the enjoyment to Reuven. That's Mutter. So that's the only case we're talking about, where Reuven's Nechosim is also to Shimon. Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven. But Shimon is allowed to give enjoyment back to Reuven, so when Shimon returns the Aveda, it's okay. The whole issue is upon that Shimon can't take enjoyment from Reuven. So where is there a case to say that he's taking enjoyment for it? Where is the case to say, like people have no Hegdish, don't take the money, there's no money here to give back to Hegdish. This is the Gemara says Kasha. According to this man, the Yomav, that's the way you learn Shana Mishnah, it's like a Kasha. And the Churat Smashma, the end of the Mishnah, goes back to all cases of the Reisha. And of course, it's not true. They can't go back to this case. So this is like a little kasha, according to this girsa, according to this mandiyama.